You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
In 2015, Michaela Marchisio landed in Brisbane Airport and was detained by Border Force officials, but she was spared deportation by then-Immigration Minister Peter Dutton. In 2018, she's landed in the middle of a political storm. Defence Minister Christopher Pyne has told Channel 9's Today show the issue has blown out of proportion.
I think this is a classic storm in the teacup. The truth is that Peter Dutton looks at hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of requests every year for people who'd like to get someone out of detention.
But Shadow Immigration Minister Shane Newman has told Sky News Mr Dutton's actions are troubling.
It's not about the powers, it's about the process. We get a situation where the minister is advised against granting visas. There's high risk, according to the Border Force, in the email trail we've seen. These are explosive emails in relation to the French au pair. And in relation to the au pair from Italy, this is troubling instance of a pattern that's starting to emerge.
Peter Dutton used his ministerial discretionary powers to grant the Italian au pair a three-month tourist visa after border officials had detained her, suspecting she intended to work for a former Queensland police colleague of Mr Dutton's that he says he hasn't spoken to in 20 years. Mr Dutton told Radio 2GB there is nothing wrong with his actions.
Well, I make a decision that I believe is in the best interests of our country. I do it every day with visas, and the whole idea of ministerial intervention powers is that you can find a situation where it's been brought to your attention, there's an anomaly, and you can fix it.
Greens MP Adam Bandt says Mr Dutton may have misled Parliament in March this year when he denied any personal involvement in the case after being asked about it in Question Time.
Can you categorically rule out any personal connection or any other relationship between you and the intended employer of either of the au pairs?
The Minister for Home Affairs.
The answer is yes, Mr Speaker. I haven't received any personal benefit. I don't know these people. They haven't worked for me, haven't worked for my wife.
A leaked email also shows Mr Dutton was advised not to intervene when a French au pair was detained at Adelaide Airport in October 2015. But he did, after his office was contacted by AFL CEO Gillon McLachlan.
I was contacted by my cousin. He was trying to get in touch with the office and he asked for my help, and I facilitated that.
Do you think that that's an appropriate use of your position and your staff?
I made the decision to do that, to help a friend, to get the information to the office.
Do you have any regrets about that? Would you do it again?
I will help people if I can.
Liberal Minister Christopher Pyne maintains there is nothing amiss.
Look, this phrase au pair, it sounds exotic, and so I think the media are fixated on it, but I really don't think there's anything to see here.
The matters will be put before a Senate inquiry next week. Amanda Kopp, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.